Offside.
Skrajna desnica stopničko bližje zmagi. V Nemčiji so potekale predčasne parlamentarne volitve, na katerih je, brez presenečenj, slavila Krščansko-demokratska unija, znana pod kratico CDU-CSU. Ta si je zagotovila 29% glasov in tako zasedla 208 sedežev v 630 članskem parlamentu. Kljub zmagi je stranka dosegla drugi najslabši rezultat v zgodovini in slabšega, kot so napovedovale javnomnenjske ankete. Stranka je tako po obdobju vladavine semaforske koalicije ponovno dobila možnost za oblikovanje vlade, kar naj bi se po obljubah kanclerskega kandidata Friedricha Merca zgodilo do velike noči. Zmagi Krščansko-demokratske unije je botrovalo zlasti nezadovoljstvo s prejšnjo vlado kanclerja Olafa Scholza. Volivci so se tako avtomatsko obrnili k največji opozicijski stranki. Kot pojasnjuje berlinski dopisnik portala Euraktiv Nik Alipur, pa so k zmagi CDU-CSU prispevale tudi osrednje teme predvolilne kampanje, s katerimi je zmagovalna stranka tudi poskušala pridobiti glasove.
If we're looking into the statistics, one thing that stands out from the exit polls was the sort of like decisive issue for voters' decisions on Sunday was the topic of domestic security, and also migration was an important topic. So you see, it was a lot about how do we stay safe within our own country. So alongside the long-term explanation with the unpopular government, there was a short-term explanation that there was a lot of issues and of security issues also linked to migrants, some attacks during the campaign that fuel perhaps in the short term a vote for the CDU, which is known, it's understood to be more competent on these issues, commonly speaking, let's put it this way.
A bolj kot zmaga Krščansko-demokratske unije je odmeval rezultat skrajno desne stranke Alternativa za Nemčijo, krajše AfD, ki si je z 21% glasov priborila 152 poslanskih mest. S tem se je AfD prvič uspelo vrniti med socialdemokrate in krščanske demokrate, ki se že desetletja izmenjujejo na prvem oziroma drugem mestu.
It is a significant result in the sense that the party nearly doubled in its vote share, and it is the first time, if I'm not wrong, that it's scored that high a result. So really they've established themselves as a major force now. That was already the case, but they really broke the duopoly of the Christian Democrats and the Social Democrats that existed since World War II in Germany, where the first two places in elections were always taken by either the Christian Democrats or the Social Democrats. That's no longer the case now. Now the AfD, a far-right party, has for the first time broken that pattern. That is significant. However, the end game is, I'm assuming, not this election, where people are still, where sort of the firewall, the sort of informal cordon sanitaire against the far right, that other parties would not collaborate with the far right, where this is sort of still somewhat intact. They are hoping that in 2029, the government that sort of will enter office now will have messed up so badly that people will actually vote for the AfD as the strongest party, that it might become the strongest party in 2029. So in that sense, I suppose this is another building block, another step on the way towards becoming the strongest party in Germany, or perhaps at least becoming so big that other parties can no longer ignore it and might actually be willing to enter into coalitions with it. That said, the AfD might be slightly disappointed with the result, in fact, because some other polls have seen it scoring higher than the current result. Even as they really did well, there was probably a tiny speck of disappointment that the result wasn't as high as some in the party were hoping it could become.
Medtem ko je Alternativa zabeležila najboljši volilni rezultat na parlamentarnih volitvah, pa je socialdemokratska stranka, krajše SDP, zabeležila najslabši rezultat v zgodovini. Prejela je 16% glasov in se tako znašla na tretjem mestu. Alipur pojasnjuje, da je slab izkupiček za SDP predvsem posledica nezadovoljstva ljudi z vlado, ki so jo vodili prav socialdemokrati.
The Social Democrats performed a lot worse than at the last election. They lost almost 10%, I believe, at this point in votes. It is, as it stands, their worst election result at the national level for the national parliament since 1887. So indeed, it's a historically bad result. And a lot of it, I'm assuming, can be linked to the dissatisfaction that people had with the previous government, which was, again, very prone to infighting, very disunited on important issues. And that really showed in the final result. If the exit polls are to be believed, people were a lot less happy with this government in 2025 than they were with the government before the current one. At the last election in 2021, it was really like, we had some 80% of people saying that the government did bad work, which is an unprecedented value, I'd say, in the sort of near the most recent past of German politics. At the moment, that is really the dominant explanation, that a chancellor who didn't manage to keep his coalition partners in line, who seemed tongue-tied when it came to global issues at the world stage, who seemed to many passive, that this really is the reason for a historically bad result for the SPD.
Ceno neuspešnosti prejšnje vlade so plačali tudi zeleni, ki so prejeli slabih 12% glasov in si zagotovili 85 poslanskih mest. Stranka si je sicer obetala boljši rezultat kot na parlamentarnih volitvah leta 2021, ko so dosegli slabih 15%. Vodja stranke Robert Habeck je zaradi izgube podpore že obljubil, da se bo umaknil z vodilnega položaja. Podrobnejši rezultat, ki so ga dosegli zeleni, pojasni sogovorec.
On the other hand, the Greens, they didn't do as well as they had hoped. In between, they were edging towards getting past the record national parliament election result from 2021, around 15%. But at this point, when the results were confirmed, it became clear that they had actually much underperformed that result by about 3%. So a lot worse than many in the party had hoped, possibly still better than some had expected, given that the Greens were part of that very unpopular government coalition. So they somewhat averted a complete damage and a massive loss in popularity. But it was not a great result for a party that understands itself to be a government party, and also perhaps a future party leading the government at some point in waiting.
Če se je socialdemokratom in zelenim uspelo prebiti v parlament, pa te sreče niso imeli liberalci oziroma Svobodna demokratska stranka, krajše FDP, ki ji ni uspelo preseči parlamentarnega praga. Po mnenju sogovorca je izpadu liberalcev iz parlamenta botrovalo tudi dejstvo, da so mnogi voljivci FDP pripisovali odgovornost za razpad semaforske koalicije. Spomnimo, FDP je izstopila iz koalicije, potem ko je Scholz z mesta finančnega ministra odstavil Christiana Lindnerja iz vrst liberalcev. Razlog za Scholzevo odločitev je bilo Lindnerjevo nasprotovanje razglasitvi izrednih razmer zaradi vojne v Ukrajini, s čimer bi lahko vlada zamrznila ustavno fiskalno pravilo.
The FDP, really the reason was probably, again, as it was for the SPD and the Greens, why they lost so many voters, was that the FDP was part of the unpopular three-way government coalition, also nicknamed the traffic light coalition. That really broke their support. They were framed as the agitators in that coalition. They were framed as the party that had sort of a hand in the breakdown of that coalition, and that they intentionally brought it about. That sort of really, I think, damaged their support. For the FDP, they were sort of like, it was just about getting to that 5%. They were polling around 4%. They were really hoping they could somehow, with a campaign that was focused on slightly libertarian leaning tones, overtones, even as they were sort of saying, you know, what Javier Milei, the president of Argentina, did, and what Elon Musk, close confidant of Donald Trump in America, did in terms of cutting down on spending and cutting down on institutions, or at least they're trying to do that. That was a good thing. Germany could take an example from that. That campaign didn't succeed in making up for the loss in popularity.
Nepričakovano dober rezultat je dosegla stranka Levica oziroma Die Linke, ki je z 9% glasov pridobila 64 stolčkov, kljub temu, da je po nekaterih napovedih grozil izpad iz parlamenta. Več Alipur.
So were any winners last night? It was probably indeed the Linke, sort of far left party of Germany, because they were already presumed dead a while ago. They were polling at very low levels. Everyone thought they would not enter parliament again, but they did. They actually managed to get past the electoral threshold that's necessary to get into parliament. That's about 5%. They actually posted a result of 8%, more than 8%, almost 9%. That was unexpected. They rallied at the last meters of this election. They did very well, in part apparently due to a very clever social media campaign, but also because many people were worried about the rise of the AfD, and the Linke is probably the clearest opposite there is to the AfD. That is indeed a significant result for them, because it means they will remain an important force in German politics for a while.
Poleg prej omenjene FDP je iz parlamenta izpadlo tudi zavezništvo Sare Wagenknecht, ki mu je sicer zmanjkalo le okoli 0,03% glasov. Alipur pojasni, da je prav dober rezultat Levice verjetno prispeval k slabšemu rezultatu od Levice odcepljenega zavezništva.
For the Sarah Wagenknecht alliance, the reasons are more complex at this point. One of the reasons might be that the Linke, which is sort of the party that the BSW, the Sarah Wagenknecht alliance, defected from, did so well. And so maybe that cost it some voters. Also, one of the most important topics that the BSW sort of like has always played on is the Ukraine war, and that didn't play much of a role during this election campaign. And that might be why just sort of by, I believe, some 0.3%, the party missed the electoral threshold. But they've already said they will contest the result and maybe get a recount, because it was so tight that perhaps there was a mistake. So we'll see where this is going.
Merz je napovedal, da bo skušal koalicijo oblikovati s socialdemokrati, in se zavezal, da vlade ne bo oblikoval z alternativo za Nemčijo. Sodelovanje z SDP, SPD, namreč CDU, CSU omogoča zadostno večino, zato ne potrebuje drugih strank, kot so na primer zeleni.
Are at the moment, it seems that the CDU can form a coalition with the SPD, so the centre-right will coalesce with the centre-left. That seems about the only viable option. Otherwise, Friedrich Merz would have to form a three-party coalition, but he can't do it without the SPD. He would need the Greens, but that sort of, what's the point if you can already just form a coalition with just the FDP? So he doesn't really have many options at this point, other than that. And that will mean that the SPD has a lot of leverage over Merz in coalition negotiations, something that the CDU wanted to avoid, but now that situation is there. And it means that this is a critical point for Germany as well, because it means if those two parties can't agree on something, if those two parties again get bogged down in infighting, in disagreements, then there's really no viable alternative in German politics in the political center to lead the government. The AfD is obviously doesn't have a big majority together with the CDU, but those two parties are for the moment not an option as a coalition, because the CDU doesn't want to work with the AfD. But really the upshot is doing politics in Germany has become a lot harder if the parties in the center want to do politics without the AfD.
A zmaga CDU-CSU in njeno zanikanje prihodnjega sodelovanja z Alternativo za Nemčijo nikakor ne pomenita, da so se Nemci izognili vladavini skrajne desnice. Krščansko-demokratska unija je namreč že ustvarila teren za brezsramno sodelovanje z AfD, pripravlja skrajni desnici všečne zakone in računa na njene glasove pri podpori antimigrantskim rezolucijam in zakonom. S tem stranki AfD utrjujejo pot in legitimirajo ksenofobne in druge skrajno desne politike. Offside je pripravila Tija.